Good afternoon and welcome everyone to Holding Ford High School, where it's Piers and Holding Ford today in Central Minnesota Conference baseball action. Both these teams winning their conference openers on Tuesday, so always a good rivalry game between Piers and Holding Ford. And the matchup today is Cody Meyer for Piers, Austin Garretts for the Huskers. Your pitching matchup as Holding Ford, coached by Jason Bruns, coming off an extra inning loss to Royalton the other day, and they are now 1-2 in overall record-wise and 1-0 in the conference. Pioneers, just the opposite, 2-1 overall. They defeated BBE in their conference opener. Tomorrow, the Pioneers return to action. They'll be at home. It's Foley Day for Piers. Just as the baseball teams will play, the softball teams will play, and the track team will run at Foley as well. So the softball team is here as well in Holding Ford today behind us as the facilities in full use here today in Holding Ford. We'll come back. We'll visit with the head coach of the Pioneers. Dan Sayre joins us on the pregame next. It's Piers Holding Ford Baseball.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
Need 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, other fees may apply. Coverage details and price.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328. When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's, Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports. When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen.
Joining me on the pregame, Dan Sayre, coach of the Pioneers. And coach, big one here on the road, trying to pick up your first road win. Big conference game here with Holding Ford.
Yeah, it always is. You know, it's a section game, it's a conference game, and more importantly, it's a rival game. And, you know, last year we split in the regular season, we were able to get them in the playoffs. So it is a big game. Hopefully come out, keep swinging hot sticks, and Cody can bring in his A game.
early in the year, coaches often talk about, well, pitching's ahead of hitting, hitting's ahead of pitching. Where do you see it as the Pioneers?
Well, right now, I'll be honest, our hitting, I've been impressed with their hitting. You know, we only scored 3 runs against Albany, but I thought we had some very good at-bats. I was very pleased the first game against Little Falls, and, you know, of course, last game, I think we had 15 hits, and we scored a run every inning. And we stressed to the kids to be patient, but yet aggressive. You know, patient when you need to be, and then when you get a chance with runners on, be aggressive. So I'm very pleased with our hitting right now. And, you know, pitching hasn't been bad, but it's not quite where we want it to be, and hopefully it starts today.
Yeah, and it'll start with Cody Meyer out there.
Yep. Cody's our ace, running him out for the 3rd time, and I think he kind of wants a little revenge from the last time he pitched against Albany. He didn't pitch like he wanted to, so he's a bulldog, and we got a lot of confidence when we run him out there.
Coach, good luck today.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Sarah, the Pioneers.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance company.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Pierce High School. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style, so come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also great entertainment. Go Pioneers.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
We're back in holding for this afternoon. Managers and umpires have gone over the ground rules, so we'll be set to go as the Pioneers and Huskers square off here as the Huskers take their field in their deep green jerseys, white pants, and Austin Garrett's the starting pitcher today for holding Ford. Behind the plate is Evan Milbrandt. At first base, Matt Machi. Over at second this afternoon is Trevor Brown. The Husker shortstop is Nate Machi. And at third base, Taylor Nitz. For the Huskers in the outfield, it's Alex Knapp in left field. Nathan Brinker will patrol center. And out in right is Matt Machi. So warming up, right-hander Austin Garrett's as the Huskers 1-0 within the conference, 1-2 overall. For the Pioneers and Coach Dan Sayre, his batting order looks like this. Leading off at shortstop will be Lane Gertz. Batting second is today's second baseman, Aaron Weber. Hitting third in center field, Noah Bozer. Batting fourth and catching is Matt Cummett. The pitcher, Cody Meyer, bats fifth this afternoon, followed by first baseman Teddy Daler in the sixth spot. Batting seventh and DHing is David Skiba. David will bat for third baseman Matt Taugis. Hitting eighth in left field will be Colton Eichens. And batting ninth, right fielder Nick Harold. So it's Gertz, Weber, Bozer, Cummett, Meyer, Daler, Skiba, Eichens, Harold for the Pioneers in their black jerseys, gray pants with red and white highlights. Our umpires today, the A-team is here, Dave Gunderson and John Garrett's. Dave's on the dish. John is out on the bases, and here we go with baseball from Holdingford, and Garrett's delivers the first pitch, and it rides inside to Gertz, 1-0 to get things started this afternoon. Gertz, Weber, Boser for the Pioneers. And the right-hander deals. Good fastball, but it's on the corner, taken for a strike by Lane. Ball and a strike. Six of the eight teams in conference today are in action against each other as Gertz lines a soft looper foul down the line to first. 1-2 to Gertz. Kimball and Maple Lake are not playing today. Everybody else is. Belgrade Brutinel Rosa is at Eden Valley Watkins, and Rockford is playing at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. The 1-2 pitch, Garrett's breaking ball, ground ball, base hit, left field. Gertz on a 1-2 hanging breaking pitch, singles to left, and that's how it gets started today. And that brings up second baseman Aaron Weber. Three hits, four RBIs against BBE the other day. Lane was hitting 500 prior to that bat, so he's edged above that. Weber hitting 364 on the year. Shows bunt, takes down and in for a ball. Leadoff single by Gertz, and he's a threat to go. Holding is Machi at first. Now Weber back into the box. Dan Sayre coaching at third. Rick Shabluski at first. And the 1-0 pitch, runner goes, pitch is on the corner, strike. Gertz is safe at second. Stolen base, Lane Gertz. Count is even at 1-1. Steal number four this year for Lane. So a runner in scoring position to get things started. And the pitch. Weber lines it to Machi at first and scrambling back and just getting there ahead of the throw is Gertz. Bang, bang play as Weber lines out to first. Nice play by Matt Machi over there. One down and Noah Boser to bat. Noah hitting 455 on the season. Lefty center fielder. And he watches a Garrett's fastball in on the corner for a strike. Twins win today, 8-5 to take 2 out of 3 over Kansas City. Vargas and Suzuki with home runs. There's a chopper back to Garrett's. He'll go to first to Machi. Gertz has to hold, and there are two down. And now the catcher, Matt Cummett, will bat. Matt hitting 250 on the year. 2 for 8. Did have an RBI single against the Jaguars this week. Up and out of the zone from Garrett's, who's thrown a lot of strikes early. Pioneers going up there swinging early in at-bats. Not a lot of deep counts so far in this top of the first for Austin Garrett's. That one on the edge, outside part of the plate, taken by Cummett, the left catcher. Ball and a strike. Guarding the line at third is Taylor Nitz. Gertz at second. He singled and stole the base to Evan Milbrandt, who fielded the one-hop throw. And out on the play, it'll be a base hit for Cummett. And then Gertz is out 7-2 at the dish to end the inning. Pioneers, no runs, two hits, one man left, half an inning. Pier Zero. We'll see the Huskers come to the bat when we come back to Holdingford.
Looking for concrete work in central Minnesota? Contact Premium Concrete of Piers. Premium Concrete is a small does residential concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 of combined history. They're a full-service company doing footing, driveway, sidewalks, and specializing in decorative. Pride themselves on providing premium service quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-96-2893 or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcrete.com.
This is Andrew Hattrick from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further. Fully owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance, and neck. And we're open Monday through Friday, offer a convenience clinic in the Horizon Health Building, or give us a call at 4- See why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
The insurance in Foley would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers, contact the insurance shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance in the area. Call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our locally.
All right, leading off the home half of the first inning for the Huskers is their right fielder against Meyer. And Meyer has just thrown a fastball at the two ball strikes to right fielder Blake Patrick. No score. Pioneers had a run out at the plate, and there's strike three called to Patrick as it's Meyer hitting his spot and one out. And now Husker third baseman Taylor Nitz will stand in. Called third strike here, who and my third start of the year. He started against Little Falls and Albany, now his first conference start. And he throws another strike in to Taylor Nitz. He'll be followed by Nathan in the Husker order. Huskers in the third base dugout, peers along the first base side, and looks like Meyer is locked in early. Another fastball right on the corner. 0-2. Head coach Jason Bruns coaching at third, and he got him to swing and miss. Three fastballs sends Nitz back to the dugout. Two down. And now Cody Meyer to face Nathan Brinker. Two strikeouts here to begin the ball game for Cody Meyer. Looking into Matt Cummett. And the righty deals outside. Ball one. Around the infield, it's Ted at first base. Aaron Weber at second. Lane Gertz at short. Matt Tauges at third. Matt Cummett handling the catching duties for Meyer. That one off the plate as well. 2-0 to Brinker. Austin Garrett's the pitcher, is on deck. Foul ball from the JV field. Stops play momentarily. Colton Eichens is in left. Noah Bozer in center. Nick Harold in right. And the pitch lined up the middle. Passed Meyer into center. A two-out single for Brinker. Cody came inside. Looked like Brinker got it off the hands, but we're well aware of the strength of Nathan Brinker, and he just drilled that one right back up the box. So a two-out single, a single has him at first for the pitcher, Austin Garrett. And Meyer will throw over. Daler holding over there with the runner. No score. We're in the bottom of the first. Here's the set by Meyer. Fastball outside. One ball on deck. Shortstop Nate Machi. Batting fifth, batting sixth, it's first baseman Matt Machi. Hitting seventh, the second baseman Trevor. And missed throw on target. He threw him out at second base. Weber slaps down the tag, and Cummett guns down Brinker. So the third out of each half of the first inning is on the bases. The Pioneers at home, the Huskers at second. And that completes an inning of play. The score appears nothing, holding for nothing.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
With 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Cody Meyer to lead off the second, and he hits a ground ball in the hole to short. Long throw, the stretch by Machi, safe off the bag, says John Garrett, the base umpire. And Meyer reaches to begin the top of the second, and that'll bring up first baseman Teddy Daler. First pitch swinging, and now we'll get the good news, Jack Gruber to run for Cody. Last time we saw Jack, he was walking out of left field after diving for a ball against BBE earlier this week, and it's just an injury to a finger, not nearly as serious as originally had been thought, a possible wrist injury, but so good to see Jack already back out there in uniform and in action this afternoon. Courtesy running for Cody Meyer. Here's the Garrett's pitch. That comes inside. The handle of the bat is Daler. Could not get out of the way, and Garrett's gets a strike. Teddy Daler, the first baseman, batting in the sixth spot today. Infield single by Meyer starts the inning. Top of the second inning, no score. Here's the Garrett's pitch again. Garrett shows bunt. That's a good bunt. Nitz will field, step, throw, got him. One out, but a sacrifice for Daler. Good job by Teddy to get that bunt down. Nitz goes over to Machi to get the out. On the play, Jack Gruber moves up to second base. Now here's David Skiba, the designated hitter for Matt Taugis today in the seventh spot. First pitch, good backhanded stop by catcher Evan Milbrandt, preventing Gruber from moving up a base. 1-0. 11 pitches in the first inning for Garrett. No strikeouts, no walks. Gave up a couple of hits, helped out by his left fielder Alex Knapp, who gunned down Lane Gertz at the plate to end the inning. There's a strike on the inside corner. Both pitchers keeping the ball down in the zone. Good speed on the fastball. 1-1. Colton Eichens is on deck. Gruber gets his lead at second. Garrett checks him and comes home. And there's a fister foul down the right field line. 1-2. Pierce back at home with Foley tomorrow afternoon. Huskers have BBE here on Monday. That is weather permitting. I understand some rain is supposed to move in over the weekend. It certainly looks like it's gotten a little bit of a head start here. Some darker clouds have moved overhead, but it's dry. Nice day to sit and watch a ball game. Check swing, and Skiba ruled to have offered at it with first base vacant. Milbrandt will throw to Machi at first. It's a strikeout throwout. Holding is Gruber at second. There are two outs. A breaking ball in the dirt, and David couldn't check in time. First strikeout registered by Austin Garrett this afternoon. It's the second out of the inning, and it brings up the left fielder Colton Eichens. First pitch fastball, belt high and in for a strike, 0-1. Three hits now for the Pioneers, but both times the leadoff batter has singled. Gertz in the first, Meyer here in the second, but Garrett has kept the Pioneers off the scoreboard. That one's taken outside, 1-1. Garrett's readies and comes home. Jammed him off the glove, and that'll move Gruber to third. Pitch rode in, belt high to Colton, and it glanced off the glove of Evan Milbrandt. And the Pioneers have a runner at third. 2 balls and a strike. It'll be ruled a pass ball on Evan Milbrandt. Garrett's tying his shoe out on the mound. And ready to resume. On deck would be Nick Harold to complete one trip through the order. We're in the top of the second. Swing and a miss. Late swing by Colton. And it's two balls, two strikes. Jack Gruber, courtesy running for Cody Meyer, stands at third base with two down. Garrett shakes off Milbrandt's sign. And the pitch. Fastball hit foul to the C squad or ninth grade game field, which is over the first base fence line. The JV game going on behind the third base fence line. We're kind of in an island here. We can watch all three levels of play here. Fastball got him swinging. Garrett rears back, throws one by Eichens to retire the side. No runs, a hit, one left. Inning and a half in the books. It's Piers nothing and Holdingford nothing.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual insurance agent, Howie Schomer, at 468-2522.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
Bottom of the second inning, the Huskers scheduled to send up Austin Garrett's Nate Machi and Matt Machi against Cody Meyer. Garrett's was at the plate when Nathan Brinker was thrown out trying to steal to end the first, and the first pitch fouled straight back off the mask of Matt Cummett. One strike. Cody Meyer struck out two in the first. He gave up a two-out single to Brinker, but then Cummett threw out Brinker trying to steal to end that first. 0-1. Meyer ready. Fastball lined out to Weber at second. Chest high right at Aaron Weber and allowed out. Well hit ball, but right at Weber. One down. And that'll bring up Holdingford shortstop, Nate Machi. And that pitch on the corner, says Dave Gunderson. 0-1. Some interesting uniform numbers here for the Huskers as Meyer throws a knee-high fastball, and he's working ahead. 0-2 to Machi. You've got Nate here wearing number 88. Breaking ball and leaving it outside was Nate Machi. Aaron Stonick, the DH, wears number 38. High fastball swung on and missed. Could not catch up to the heater, and there are two down. Third strikeout for Meyer. And now the first baseman, Matt Machi, wearing number 61. Coach Jason Brunn says, I let the guys pick their own number. So foul tip held by Cummett, 0-1. A liner to second to start the inning, then a strikeout. As Meyer continues to work ahead of hitters, another foul ball onto the field. Keaton Knutson coaching at first. Jason Bruns at third for the Huskers here. No score. Two outs, bases empty. And Meyer's 0-1 pitch. Fastball right in for strike two. A steady dose of fastballs for Cody Meyer to work ahead in the count. Trying to end the inning here, the 0-2 pitch. Fastball swing and a miss, struck him out. Good inning for Cody Meyer. Fans two, faces three at the end of two complete. Pier 0, Holdingford 0.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Hello, Pioneers fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Pierce High School. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochures for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style, so come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also great entertainment. Go Pioneers!
Nick Harrell to lead off the third inning for the visiting Pioneers, and Austin Garrett's first pitch strike, 0-1, 0-0. Here in the top of the third, it'll be Harrell, Gertz, and Weber, 9-1-2. That one is a little bit low, one ball, one strike. No runs, three hits for the Pioneers. They've had base hits from each of their first two leadoff batters. And now Harrell leads off the third, chases one up and lifts one onto the JV field. Nice play by the holding four JV third base coach over there, Nate Miller, with the quick hands. 1-2 to Harrell. Lefty Harrell pulls a breaking pitch foul. Boy, he turned on that. Nick drove a big two-run triple against BBE earlier this week. He is playing in right field here today. The junior. A 1-2 pitch from Garrett's. The righty deals a fastball. That one's fought off and knocked into the outfield in the JV game. Still one ball, two strikes. .28 pitches now for Garrett's. Two strikeouts, no walks. He's allowed three base hits. A shallow center being played by Brinker. Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball left side. Bynum hits in the left. And Nick Harrell shoots one in the hole into left field. And for the third inning in a row, the Pioneers have a leadoff hit. That's their fourth hit of the game. And it turns the order over to shortstop Lane Gertz. A diving attempt there by Nitz to the glove side and just eluded him, as Nick shot it between Nitz at third and Nate Machi, the shortstop, throw over, and diving back in is Nick Harrell. The set by Garrett's. Runner holds, pitches on the corner for a strike. Lane Gertz started the ball game with a base hit to left and was thrown out at home by Husker left fielder Alex Knapp. On a base hit by Matt Kummet, he threw a one-hop strike to the plate to Evan Milbrandt, who got the tag down in time to get Gertz. Throw over, Nick spun his wheels a little bit, but he's back in safely. Garrett's paying close attention. He's had runners on base to work with here this afternoon. He hasn't walked anybody. Here's the pitch, and Gertz shows bunt and couldn't get it down. It's a strike. And it's now 0-2. We're in holding Ford. We return to Pierce tomorrow afternoon with Foley in town. Gertz at the dish. Here's the two-strike pitch. Got by Milbrandt. It looked like Garrett's tried to snap an 0-2 breaking ball, and he threw it in the dirt, and Milbrandt couldn't block it. And that'll be a wild pitch, and Harrell is into second. One ball, two strikes. No score here. Pioneers again putting some pressure on the Huskers with runners in scoring position every inning. Up and in, and that hit the helmet. Gertz has it ricochet And David Skiba says that's exactly how you do it. David got hit twice the other day right in the head. So it's first and second. That was a fastball. That one makes you hold your breath a little bit. David got hit by a couple of breaking balls that were slowly breaking in and just plunked them. But that one had some carom to it off the helmet. But Lane's all right. He's at first. And that brings up Aaron Weber, who lined out to the first baseman his only time up. He bunts it foul right back over the backstop. 0-1 to junior second baseman Aaron Weber. A base hit and a hit by pitch here in the inning in the top of the third to put two on for the Pioneers. Machi will play in front of the runner at first. Weber again bunts at third base. That's a good bunt. Nitz will have a low throw, and he pulls the runner off, pulls the first baseman off, and everybody is safe. That's going to go as a bunt single for Aaron Weber. That ball just died in the grass, and Nitz came up, but the throw not in time. It was off target a little bit. Weber with the bunt, and they are loaded for Noah Bozer. Noah hit back to Garrett's, the pitcher, and that one is inside, ball one. Golden chance here for the Pioneers to get on the board against Garrett's and the Huskers. They play double play depth up the middle. In at the corners, and Bozer watches outside. He's ahead, two balls, no strikes. Second baseman Trevor Brown, shortstop Nate Machi. Now come in a step each. 2-0 pitch, and there's a ground ball. Shortstop bobbles it to second for one, and that's the only out they get. Harold crosses home to make it 1-0. A little trouble for Nate Machi at shortstop to get a clean handle on the ball, and they only get the force at second. Aaron Weber forced out on the play, Gertz to third, and Bozer will get an RBI on the 6-4 fielder's choice. Runners at the corners with one out for Matt Cummett. And here's the pitch, and it's in the dirt. And that gets away from Milbrandt. Here comes Gertz to the plate, and he will score. 2-0. That one skipped away from Milbrandt to the right-hand side, all the way to the backstop near the first base dugout. And on the play as well, Bozer advances to third. To second. A wild pitch scoring Gertz. And now there's another runner out there for Matt Cummett, who singled to left his first time up, and there's one stopped by a backhand. And Milbrandt getting a workout behind home plate here. Two runs are in. There's one out in the inning. Top of three here in Holdingford today. Garrett throws it low, and again, Milbrandt. Very Devin Dubnyk-like. 3-ball count to Cummett. On deck, Cody Meyer. Here's the pitch. And it's a strike. 3-1. So the Pioneers will get a base hit to start an inning. For the third straight inning, they finally cash in with Nick Harold coming home. And there's Cummett grounding one to second. Brown knocks it down. Throws to Machi for the second out. On the play, Bozer to third on the 4-3 ground out. Now Matt stung that ball, but right at Trevor Brown, the second baseman. And now the pitcher, Cody Meyer, with Bozer at third and two outs. A wild pitch and an RBI ground out, bringing home the runs for the Pioneers. Cody takes a strike. He had an infield single in the second inning. 0-1, Garrett's to Meyer. Here's the 0-1, fastball left up and fouled back. Ooh, Garrett's got away with one there as Cody, who picked up his eighth hit of the year on his second inning single. That's tops on the team. He's now 8-for-12 this year, .750 batting average. 1-1, or 0-2 the count. And he chased one up there as Garrett climbed the ladder on him. Teddy Daler retrieves it, turning it in for a quarter. Garrett's trying to end this inning here. He's allowed two runs here. Here's the two-strike pitch. Meyer down the line and right. If it's fair, it's trouble. Long run, but it twists foul. Just foul down the line. Long run there by Husker right fielder Blake Patrick. Still 0-2 to senior Cody Meyer. Piers now with five hits with their two singles this inning. Nick Carroll and Aaron Weber fisted out of play again. So a good battle here between Garrett and his counterpart, Piers pitcher Cody Meyer. Holding Ford defeated Eden Valley Watkins 13-3 in their conference opener earlier this week. There's another foul ball popped out of play. Third two-strike foul ball here by Cody Meyer. The other results from Monday, of course, Piers 14-4 over BBE, Holding Ford 13-3 over Eden Valley. Kimball beat Howard Lake Waverly Winstead 4-1, and Maple Lake defeated Rockford 12-0. Popped up. This is going to be playable for Milbrandt coming back in foul territory. He made the play. Milbrandt retires Meyer, but the Pioneers score two on two hits, and they leave one on. The end of 2.5 innings in Holding Ford. It's now the Pioneers 2, the Huskers nothing.
If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Piers. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Trevor Brown, the second baseman, leading off for Holding Ford in their half of the third. Cody Meyer quickly ahead, 0-2. 7-8-9 in the order for the Huskers. 2-0, Pioneers with the lead in the bottom of the third. Brown, then Aaron Stonick and Evan Milbrandt do up. Meyer's fastball misses wide. 26 pitches now for Cody. He has struck out four. Hasn't walked anybody. He's given up only a Nathan Brinker base hit and a chopping swing and a miss by Brown. He's down on strikes. One down. Fifth strikeout for Cody Meyer. And that'll bring up today's designated hitter, Aaron Stanek. He bats for the left fielder, Alex Knapp, a lefty to face Meyer. Touge is off the line at third and up a step. First pitch fastball pops the mitt of Kummet for a strike. 0-1. Very high percentage of strikes from Cody Meyer, wasting no time out there. Another fastball, same spot, same result, a taken strike, 0-2. Stanek stands up in the box. See what Cody wants here. 0-2 pitch. Throw it right by him. Three straight fastballs and back-to-back strikeouts. Cody locked in here. He has struck out six of eight batters he's faced. And now the ninth man in the order, the catcher, Evan Milbrandt, to bat. Two quick outs here for Cody Meyer and the Pioneers. And Cody back to work. Fastball left up by Milbrandt. 1-0, a rare first pitch out of the strike zone. And the pitch in for a strike. We got a ball in play. There it is. An on-deck batter will retrieve it. 1-1. The ever-alert Blake Patrick. That pitch just outside. Nope, got a strike on the corner. 1-2. No, now he changed it. It was outside. 2-1. There's one in for a strike. Two balls, two strikes to catcher Evan Milbrandt. Bases empty, two outs here. Trying to strike out the side. Up high, Milbrandt thought about it, laid off, and it's a full count. First three-ball count of the game for either pitcher. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. He strikes out the side. Meyer has struck out five in a row. He struck out the last two batters. Last inning, gets all three guys this inning, making quick work of the Huskers here in the third. After three full, it's Pierce 2, holding 4-0.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Russell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Top of the fourth, Pierce 2 holding 4-0. Pioneers scheduled batters here in the sixth, Teddy Daler, David Skiba, Colton Eichens against right-hander Austin Garretts. Pierce getting two runs on two hits in the third, but neither of the runs actually scored on a base hit. Noah Bozer hit into a force play to score one run, and a wild pitch allowed Lane Gertz to scamper home. For Austin Garretts, he has struck out two, hasn't walked anybody. He's hit a batter. That was Gertz last inning, and Gertz eventually scored on the wild pitch. 50 pitches for the righty Garretts. He's allowed two runs, five hits, and he faces Daler here, who bunted a sacrifice his first time up, and it's up and away, ball one. Top of four, Pioneers leading the Huskers 2-0. Outfield playing pretty much straight away, and Teddy fists it. Behind third, Machi, the shortstop, will drift back and make the catch. Teddy got jammed, and Machi covers a lot of ground from short to behind third to make the catch. One out. And that'll bring up the designated hitter, David Skiba. David struck out in the second inning. Milbrandt puts down the sign. Here's the wind and the pitch from Garretts. And that hits David Skiba, who takes over the team lead in hit-by-pitches. That one's off, looks like the forearm. So a one-out hit batter brings up Colton Eichens, and now we'll get Matt Tauges to run. Tauges running for Skiba at first. Colton struck out to end the second inning. He's going to try and advance Tauges up a base now, if nothing else. That's his duty. Rockford's at Howard Lake today, and BBE's playing at Eden Valley Watkins. Maple Lake and Kimball are off today. So Tauges running for Skiba. If you come to the ball game tomorrow, you might not notice it, but be aware there's going to be a little bit something new. The State High School League has approved the use of a new, the pitcher designated hitter rule is going to be put into effect. There's a little tweak to that rule. And Coach Sayre said he's going to utilize that tomorrow. At one, stop by Milbrandt. It really doesn't affect the way the game is played. It's just allows more freedom for the coaches to utilize a DH. So Eichens takes ball one, Towges at first, and there's a throw, and that's close. Matt looked like he was leaning and just got back in ahead of the tag from Machi. Good quick move by Austin Garretts. Good crowd here in Holdingford today. Here's the 1-0, or the 0-1, and that one skipping and got away from Milbrandt, and Towges will go in standing to second. It's a ball and a strike to Colton Eichens. And two balls, no strikes, 2-0 to Eichens, a wild pitch. And Garretts, that one buzzes the tower. Matter of fact, it got a piece of the jersey of Colton. Colton will go to second. Back-to-back hit batters now for Garretts. And that brings up Nick Harold. So David Skiba hit, and now Eichens hit. And Harold lines one in the air towards left. Knapp started in, and it's over his head, and this is going to score a couple. Here comes Towges. Nope, they're going to hold Colton at third. On the opposite field, double by Nick Harold. Alex Knapp took a step in, and the ball curved over his head and away from him all the way to the fence. And to Knapp's credit, he got up in a hurry and retrieved the ball. And Eichens held it third by Coach Sayre. And it's second and third, and two-hit day already for Nick Harold. He drives in the Pioneers' third run. And there's a strike delivered to Lane Gertz, top of the order now. Lane has singled. He's been hit by a pitch and scored a run. That one is low. 1-1, Weber on deck. Pierce 3, holding 4-0. Two runs are out there. There's only one out in the inning. The leadoff pop-up by Daler. Grounded back to the pitcher. They've got Eichens trapped off third. Garretts to Nitz for... No, they say he beat the throw. Oh, he slid under the tag, and that'll go as a fielder's choice for Gertz, and everybody was safe. Colton got hung out to dry on a comebacker to the mound, but able to slide back in safely. So they are loaded for Aaron Weber. Eichens at third, Harold at second, and Gertz now aboard at first with one out. A run is in. Pioneers could break this one open here in the fourth. The pitch to Weber. Low, Milbrandt got enough of it to hold that one close. Runners hold. 1-0. On deck, Noah Bozer. This is the real deep end of the pool here for Austin Garretts. Getting into the dangerous part of the Pioneer order with a lot of guys on base. Matter of fact, the maximum number on base. Here's the 1-0. Little bit. Yep, no, it's at the knees, says Dave Gunderson. 1-1. Aaron with a base hit single in the third. He lined out sharply to the first baseman in the first. He's hit the ball hard twice. Here's the pitch. Fastball lifted out of play. Look out. Ooh, third base coach got a wake-up call over there in the ninth grade game. 1-2 to Weber. Aaron's out in the first inning was a harder hit ball than his base hit in the third. He lined one to Machi at first. Fouled back to the screen, still 1-2. Weather permitting, we're back here in Holdingford on Sunday for the Victory League opener as Buckman's in town to face the Express. Sunday at 1:30, but the forecast says rain. But that's the opening day schedule. Buckman here against Holdingford. Here's a windup ground ball to third. Nitz had to go off the glove, and everybody is going to be safe. 4-0, Pioneers. Taylor Nitz had that ball eat him up at third, and Eichens comes home. Weber safe at first, and they're still loaded for Noah Bozer. Gertz now at second, and Harold at third. Bolzer drove in the Pioneer run with a ground out. Goes after a pitch and hits it deep to left center field. That is going to be off the wall on the fly. It's going to clear the bases. Here comes Weber around third. Bolzer's going to try for three, and he's in with a three-run triple. Noah Bolzer off the wall in left center. He missed a grand slam by about 2 feet. Harold, Gertz, and Weber all score as Bolzer with his second triple of the year. It's a five-run inning, and it's 7-0. And the batter becomes Matt Kummet. Inside, ball one. Matt has a base hit and a ground ball to second today. One for two. One out. Five runs are in. Rope to right. That brings home Bolzer as Matt Kummet, a sharp single. It's 8-0. And Cody Meyer becomes the ninth batter of the inning. And now Jack Gruber will run for Kummet. Gruber for Kummet on the courtesy run. So it's 9-0. Excuse me, 8-0. Six this inning, two last inning. Throw over Gruber's back. Meyer has a base hit and a foul out to the catcher. Up high. One ball. A six-run fourth here for the Pioneers against Austin Garretts. One out, and that was the leadoff batter, the on-deck man. Swing and a miss. Ball and a strike now to Cody Meyer. Pioneer bats really waking up here. And there's a throw, and nice stop over there by Machi, aided by the leg of Gruber, I think, actually blocked that throw in the dirt with his own leg, diving back in. Might have got by Machi. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Meyer from Garretts. Fastball hit in the air towards right. This is Blake Patrick coming over. Gruber halfway, retreats to first on the flyout to right. Second out of the inning. And here's first baseman Teddy Daler, the 10th Pioneer hitter of the inning. Teddy's got a sacrifice bunt and a pop-up to short, 0 for 1 against Austin Garretts. There's a little fister down the line to third. Diving Nitz comes up with a fine play to retire Daler. And the Pioneers send 10 men to the plate in the top of the fourth inning. They score 6 runs. And they leave a runner on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's now Piers 8, holding for nothing.
Becker Screen Printing and Design is their current location on Main Street Piers. They offer quality screen printing and embroidery services. They have a wide variety of garments to choose from, and they can recreate your logo or design one for you. From small league orders to business clothing and sporting teams on up to corporate apparel, they can help guide you through the process every step of the way. Call Mitch or Brenda at Becker Screen Printing and Design at 320-468-2999. That's 468-2999 to start the process or just get your questions answered. That's Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
back in Holdingford, where the Pioneers now work with an 8-0 lead over the Huskers following a 6-run top of the fourth. The big blow, the 3-run triple by Noah Bozer. That inning featured 4 hits, 2 hit batters, a wild pitch, an RBI single for Matt Kummet, a 3-run triple by Noah Bozer, Nick Harold, an RBI double. And the Huskers now have a lot of work to do as they will start with the top of their order, Blake Patrick, due up. It's Patrick, Nitz, and Brinker due up. There's a question here on the lineup. The Pioneers had used courtesy runners, and they're just trying to make sure that everything is correct in the scorebook over there. Cody Meyer just sits up there on the hill waiting for play to resume, and Cody has faced the minimum of 9 batters through 3 innings, and he has struck out 7 of the 9 men he's faced. He got Patrick to start the ball game. And first pitch strike, 0-1. 37 pitches now for Cody Meyer. Here's the 0-1, up and away, 1-1. He's allowed 1 hit, a 2-out single by Nathan Brinker in the first. Brinker thrown out by Kummet to end that inning. That comes inside to Patrick. 2-1. Cody again, fastball, and swinging and missing is Patrick. Playing right field, it's 2-2. Taylor Nitz to follow the pitch. In the air to left. There is Eichens, and Colton makes a catch, 1 away. Patrick with a good swing on that ball, but hit it right at Colton Eichens. Leadoff man retired, and here's the third baseman, Taylor Nitz. He struck out swinging in the first against Cody Meyer. And Meyer threw a breaking ball on the first pitch of that at-bat, pulling the string, and Nitz a little awkward swing, and it's 0-1. Challenges him with a fastball, and that's knocked back out of play. And Meyer ahead, as has been the case, 0-2. Matt Kummet puts down the sign. The 2-strike pitch to Nitz from Meyer. Again, a pop-up out of play. Pierce scoring 2 in the third and breaking it open with 6 in the fourth. They lead it 8-0 now as the Huskers bat in the bottom of the fourth. Breaking ball misses outside. 1-2. 8 runs, 9 hits for the Pioneers. No runs, 1 hit for the Huskers. A fastball outside corner. Nitz called out on strikes. 2 outs. Strikeout number 8 for Cody Meyer. And it brings up the center fielder, Nathan Brinker. State champion Nathan Brinker in wrestling and football. Brinker with a 2-out single in the first. Was thrown out by Matt Kummet trying to steal to end that inning. Here's the pitch from Meyer to Brinker. Curve ball in, sharp breaking ball for a strike. Jason Bruns, who is also the athletic director for the Huskers. Ground ball to third. It's fielded. Tauge's long throw, and no, he just held it. He was not going to throw off Brinker, so rather than risk a throwing error, a high, slow chopper to third, and Brinker is aboard with an infield single. He has both Holdingford hits, and they've come with 2 outs. And it brings up now the Holdingford pitcher, Austin Garretts. But just to see what the Huskers' reaction would be when the Pioneers were taking their infield practice, that was over getting the Husker lineup. Talking with Jason Bruns, who's the athletic director and an assistant football coach, and I said, Jason, haven't seen you in a while. He goes, haven't seen you probably since fall. How did the football team ever do? And boy, you should have seen their head snap around. I said, what do you mean? Are you kidding? We won the whole darn thing. Then they realized. Throw over. Brinker's back without a tag from Daler. Fastball a little bit high to Garrett. Austin hit the ball hard right at Aaron Weber for a lineout to start the second inning. Piers 8, holding forward 0. Top or bottom of 4. Two outs, runner on. Swing and a miss. A high fastball from Cody Meyer. Jerry Hillam Memorial Field here in holding for the side of this ball game. As Meyer deals, fisted. That is a foul ball. Just by the width of a baseball, a line shot down the over the third base bag. It probably crossed over third, but it hooked and just kicked up the dirt foul down the line and left. 1-2 now to Garrett's. Second time through the order here against Cody Meyer, who steps back off the rubber to reset the signs with Matt Clement. Brinker at first. Daler not holding him. Here's a breaking ball left up. 2-2. Excuse me, 3-2. Full count. Brinker can leave on the pitch here. Meyer delivers. There he goes. Pitch is fouled past Jason Bruns. Dances out of the way in the third base box. Meyer has not allowed a runner to second today. That's how good he's been. Brinker is only the second runner. He's been the runner both times. Here he goes. Pitch is right side on the corner. Strike 3 called. Inning over. Two more strikeouts in the inning for Cody Meyer, and through 4 now. It's Piers 8. Holding forward 0.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a 3-story, 4-bedroom, 3-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a 3-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
At the end of 4 innings, it's Piers leading holding Ford 8-0. We've got a new holding Ford pitcher out there. It's Nate Machi, who comes in from shortstop to relieve Austin Garrett. So Machi on the mound now for the Huskers. 8 runs on 9 hits. Garrett goes out to short, so it's a straight switch. Pitcher for shortstop. The batting order due up here for Piers in their half of the fifth will be David Skiba, Colton Ishins, and Nick Harold in the fifth. But we're going to get Matt. Matt Tauges is going to bat for David Skiba. Tauges for Skiba here in the fifth. Garrett's will go 4 innings as there's a strike from Nate Machi. Breaking ball in strike 1. The right-hander Machi winds and delivers outside. 1-1. Against BBE the other day, Matt batted ninth, walked twice, had a squeeze bunt, and scored a run. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Taken outside. 2-1 to the left-handed hitting Matt Tauges, with Colton Ishins looking like he's going to give way to Ethan Lochner to bat next. Ethan is into the on-deck circle. Inside at the feet and dancing out of the way is Tauges, 3-1. Pierce scored 6 runs in the fourth inning to break this open. two in the third and the sixth spot in the eighth.
Hey, Paul.
Here's the pitch. Touges watches it low, and he's aboard. A leadoff walk. Fourth time in five innings, the Pioneer leadoff man has reached. It's the first walk issued by a pitcher today, as Ethan Lochner will bat for Colton Eichens. So the senior Lochner batting here in the fifth. Piers out hitting Holding Ford 9-2 today. Working from the set now is Nate Machi. Curveball stopped by Milbrandt. Good job by Evan Milbrandt. No errors today. And that pitch to Lochner a little bit in. Two balls to count to Lochner. Pinch hitting here in the fifth for Colton Eichens, who struck out, was hit by a pitch. There's a breaking ball in. Strike one. 2-1. Jack Gruber is on deck now. Fastball stopped by Milbrandt again, 3-1. A lot of breaking stuff here from Nate Machi. The line for Austin Garrett, he'll go four innings, allowing eight runs on nine hits, two strikeouts, no walks, three hit batters. And that pitch is inside, and Machi has walked the first two men he's faced here in the inning. Touges will move up to second. Lochner's aboard at first, and Jack Gruber bats for Nick Herold. Here is the first pitch to Gruber. Inside for a ball, and now Milbrandt wants to go out and visit with Machi. Boys golf team at Kimball today. Softball team is on the other end of the complex here in Holding Ford playing. Track team tomorrow runs at Foley. Softball. I'll try and get you a score on that one. Here's a pitch, a little bit low. Top of the order, Gertz on deck. Pioneers get a couple here. They put it into that 10-run category. And we're in the fifth, so Machi in the dirt again, a stop, 3-0. Jack Gruber at the plate. Brown trying to hold Touges close out at second. He started the inning with a walk, and there's a strike on the 3-0 pitch, 3-1, Machi to Gruber. Both men on base walked. There's ball four. Got away from the catcher, but the runners advance anyway, and they're loaded for Gertz. Three straight walks here in the inning. And Lane Gertz to bat. He led off with a single in the ball game. Then he was hit by a pitch and eventually scored in the third. Reached on a fielder's choice on a ball hit back to the pitcher, and they got Eichens caught in a rundown. Colton beat the throw back to the third base bag. And Lane would eventually score on Bozer's triple. So he's been on base all three times, scored two. Bases are loaded with nobody out here in the top of the fifth. Three walks in the inning. Here's the Machi pitch. Little golf shot over the shortstop's head. Garrett can't come up with it. And there's a base hit, and then the throw's into the dugout. That's two bases. Two bases will be awarded as Gertz will go to second. That'll be a single, an RBI, and an error on the play. Scoring Matt Touges. Lochner scores. Gruber to third. And Gertz at second. Brinker's throw sailing into the Husker dugout. And there's a strike to Aaron Weber. 0-1. Aaron's got a couple of hits and a line drive out. So it is 10-0 now. And that ball just about hit Aaron as he turned that front shoulder away from a pitch that broke inside. 1-1. Here's the pitch. High fastball. 2 balls and a strike. So now the Huskers will need at least a run in their half of the fifth to keep this game alive. They've got 5, 6, and 7 in their order due up. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Machi's curveball swatted foul by Aaron Weber. 2-2. So 2 of the 3 walks to begin this inning have scored in Tauges and Lochner. The third one, Gruber's 90 feet away at third as he gets his lead in foul territory. Gertz is at second. Here's the pitch, and that ball got away from Milbrandt. Here comes Jack Gruber. He scores standing up. Gertz to third. And it's 11-0. And a 3-2 count to Aaron Weber. Gertz now at third base. Bozer on deck. Nate Machi, and that hit him. That got Aaron in the shoulder. Runners at the corners for Noah Bozer. He crushed a bases-loaded triple to left center last time up to clear the bases. He's also driven in a run with a ground out, so he's got 4 ribbies today. Goes after the first pitch, grounds it up the middle, glove by Brown, shoveled a second for 1, and that'll be a 5 RBI day now for Bozer. As coming home is Lane Gertz on the ground out. Nice play by Brown, preventing that one from shooting into center field. Fielder's choice, 4-6 for the first out of the inning. And he races Weber off the bases. And the batter is the catcher, Matt Kummet, who takes a strike. 4 runs in now, 12 zip. Kummet pops it up behind short. Garrett's camps underneath. And Noah lost track of the outs, and he is an easy out. He was jogging into third thinking that was going to be the third out, but we'll give him a pass on that one when you drive in 5 runs. It turns into an inning-ending double play. And at the end of 4.5, it's Pierce 12 holding 4-0.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer, on the east side of Little Falls.
Due to your activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen.
Welcome back, where on the first pitch of the inning, pitcher Nate Machi lines out to center fielder Noah Bozer for the first out. It's Pierce 12 holding Ford nothing. And we're going to get a pinch hitter here for the Huskers. This is Keaton Knutson for Matt Machi. And Myers, first pitch is off the corner, ball one. We're in the bottom of the fifth. So the Huskers need to score three times here against Meyer. There's a strike called, 1-1. Cody has struck out nine. He's allowed only two runners today. And that pitch in for a strike, 1-2. Those two runners are Nathan Brinker, a single in the first and a base hit in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Swinging a chopper towards first. It'll drift foul, played there in the coaching box by Teddy Daler. One ball, two strikes. Trevor Brown is due up next. But we've got a pinch hitter in the on-deck circle for Coach Jason Bruns. Right down the pipe from Meyer, striking out Knutson looking. And that's double-digit strikeouts now for Meyer, matching his uni number, 10 for Cody. And that leaves it up to Drew Soltis here, batting for Trevor Brown. Two outs, bases empty in the fifth. Soltis needs to hit a three-run homer here to keep the game alive. Takes a strike, 0-1. Meyer quickly back to work. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Meyer trying to finish an impressive outing here. The 0-2, two-out pitch, swing, no, checked. Up high, 1-2. Scheduled on deck, Aaron Stanek, the DH. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball, strike three, and the shutout is complete. Pierce with a 12-0 blanking of the Huskers in five innings. A shutout. 11 strikeout performance for Cody Meyer as the team shake hands. The postgame is beginning now.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Pierce High School. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochures for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also
for building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Back in Holding Ford, where the Pioneers have improved to 2-0 in the Central Minnesota Conference, their second 10-run game of the week as they shut out Holding Ford today 12-0 in five innings. For the Pioneers, they come up with 12 runs on 10 hits, no errors. They leave four men on base. For the Huskers, no runs, two hits, one error. They leave only one. They had only two runners today against righty Cody Meyer, who was outstanding. All five innings, 11 strikeouts, no walks. The only two runners he allowed, Nathan Brinker, a two-out single in the first. Brinker then thrown out trying to steal. And then a two-out single by Brinker in the fourth. So Cody faced one over the minimum today. 16 batters. As he needed just 64 pitches to complete his shutout. No runs, two hits, 11 strikeouts, no walks for Cody Meyer, who wins for the second time this year. His pitching record goes to 2-1 on the year. The loss tagged a Husker starter, Austin Garrett, who started and went four innings, allowing eight runs on nine hits. Struck out two, didn't walk anybody. He hit three. The Huskers brought in Nate Machi in the fifth. He walked the first three men he faced. He also hit a batter that inning and ended up allowing four runs on one hit. As the Pioneers, as we do the quick recap on this game, Pierce scored two in the third. Nick Harrell led off with a single, was wild pitch to second. Lane Gertz hit by a pitch. Aaron Weber, an infield single, and then Noah Bozer with an infield ground out drove in a run. And then later in the inning, Lane Gertz would score on a wild pitch, and the Pioneers had a 2-0 lead after 2.5 innings. They broke it open in the fourth by batting 10 men. With one out, both David Skiba and Colton Eichens were hit by pitches. Nick Harrell then with an RBI double. That made it 3-0. Lane Gertz hit into a fielder's choice. Everybody safe to load the bases. Actually, that put runners at first and third. And then Aaron Weber with an infield hit to load the bases. And Noah Bozer cleared the bases with a triple to left center. Mac Cummett would follow with an RBI single to drive in the sixth run of the inning to make it 8-0 after 3.5. And then in the top of the fifth, Piers would add four more. The first three men up all walked. Matt Tauchus, Ethan Lochner, Jack Gruber. They would all come around to score. Lane Gertz would drive in a run with a base hit. Noah Bozer drove in his fifth run of the day with a ground out. In that inning, another run scored on an error. And then Cody Meyer shut things down in the bottom of the fifth to end the game by way of the 10-run rule. It's a 12-0 final for the Pioneers as they now improve their record to 3-1 overall and 2-0 in the conference. And for the Huskers, they are now 1-3 overall and 1-1 in CMC play. Next up for Holding Ford, they're back at home Monday against Belgrade Brutinel Rosa, while the Pioneers return to action tomorrow when they host the Foley Falcons. And you'll hear that game right here on You Are There Sports. Again, the final score today from Jerry Hilla Memorial Field in Holding Ford. It's Piers 12 and Holding Ford 0. We will see you tomorrow in Piers with the Falcons of Foley in town for a 4:30 first pitch.